Now on to your comments. Some listeners responded to several recent roundtable topics. Cindy Ferguson took issue with our discussion of Senator Edward Kennedy and Judge Samuel Alito's memberships in private clubs. Ms. Ferguson writes, Kennedy's club may have excluded women and blacks from club membership, but didn't Alito's organization actually advocate denying women and blacks admission to his college? That's not exactly the same thing. Furthermore, Kennedy is an elected official. He is not up for an appointment which will last a lifetime. That is a huge difference. Whatever my personal opinions of either Kennedy or Alito, your comparison of the two is the sort of sophistry I expect from, oh, say, Rush Limbaugh. It is unworthy of NPR. Claire Garcia questioned our decision to discuss a Russian politician and some off-color comments he made about U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Ms. Garcia asked, why did Ed Gordon dignify the foreign politician's remarks about Condi Rice with any airtime at all, much less carrying the topic over from the previous day and then trying to insist that these vulgar, sexist remarks revealed some truth about the way men in barbershops and elsewhere think? Your audience's time and attention is worth more than this, Mr. Gordon. Thanks, Ms. Garcia. One note, we didn't carry the discussion over one day. We just didn't get to it the previous day. And I still stand by the fact that even today, unfortunately, there are many men who still think this way. Simon Fitzgerald of Baltimore responded to our discussion about UCLA students being paid by a right-wing group to monitor university professors.
One thing that I think is getting missed a lot, how much the Republican Party in California was a part of this UCLAprofs.com website. It takes the veil off a lot of that euphemistic language and a lot of the sort of duplicitous ways that this issue has been talked about in California nationwide about academic freedom. And it's really about getting leftists out of academia as much as McCarthy was trying to get the left out of show business.
And sticking with politics, but moving to another feature of the program, Stan Brown writes, your Juan Williams segment is really strong and allows for even debate between both opinions, Democratic and Republican. It has brought balance to your show. And Arthur Aviles of the Bronx, New York called to say how pleased he is with the show.
I just wanted to let you know that your program is incredibly refreshing. Thank you for providing such an important point of view.
Meanwhile, Julieta Cotibo of Detroit suggests a bit of brevity on my part.
I enjoy the show, but I would really like it if Ed Gordon was not so long-winded in asking the question. Just get to the point. So keep it short, Ed. Shorten up that style.
All right, sister, I will. Finally, Mark Krentz emailed us about our interview with author Gloria Naylor. When Ed Gordon asked Naylor to respond to people thinking she was paranoid, she gave a response relating her situation to an abused child. A child doesn't say they are abused because of paranoia. Please, Mr. Gordon, press a little. When a guest makes questionable claims and you don't require anything more of them, it becomes nothing more but a book advertisement. Mike, just a quick note here. Her analogy was not about the alleged spying being like beating a child, but the idea that people won't always believe what you say. Again to all, thanks for your comments and keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Good or bad, we want to hear from you. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.